Last week, Pastor Joel taught us about the new commandment that Jesus gave to the disciples. That commandment was love one another. Remember that? Those of us that were here, Jesus didn't leave it there, though. He commanded them to love one another the same way that I have loved you. This was not a suggestion. It was a commandment. And it still is, as Pastor Joel taught us. I want every person in here who is a Christian to think about the way that Jesus loves you. Take a moment. Think about your sins. Let us stop for just a moment, patting ourselves on the back for being two churches together this morning. Amen? And think about our sins, our transgressions. And then think about the way that Jesus loves you and me. Warts and all, right? This is a love that will not let you go, no matter what. The scriptures tell us nothing can separate us from this love. This is the type of love Jesus is expecting us to have for each other. Think about that now. This is the type of love that he expects us to display as we walk through our everyday lives. The question is, why do we have to display this love? He gave us this love. It's free. We accepted it. Why do we have to do what he said in this instance? And this is what he said in the scriptures. He said, by this, after he told them what Joel taught us about last week, that you got to love one another. He said it three times. You got to love one another. You got to love one another. You got to love one another. Why? By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So this love we show and share is meant to identify us as followers of Christ. Do we understand that? I need y'all to talk to me now. All right? It's meant to identify us as followers of Christ. No members, not necessarily members of a local church or even any denomination, and these denominations didn't exist when Jesus spoke these words. We got to remember that. Amen? But as followers of Jesus Christ, let's dive deeper into this passage to gain more understanding of the Lord's expectation of us. All right, Steve, hit it. Here's the first question we want to ask from this scripture. Jesus said, we're going to do this, right? He said, we need to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciple. Everyone. Who is everyone? Jesus said, by this, everyone will know. By keeping this new commandment to love one another, everyone will know. This command to love is not some surface, I love you. Amen? You're cool with me, and I'm cool with you. Joel, I like you because, you know, you're married to my cousin. We think the same, so I love you. I want y'all to pay attention to this. If you got a pen, write this down. I should have told them to put it on a slide, but, you know, I'm not that organized. Biblical love is the decision to compassionately, responsibly, and righteously pursue the well-being of another human. Biblical love is the decision to compassionately, responsibly, and righteously pursue the well-being of another human. This love is a decision to seek another's well-being, regardless of your feelings, regardless of your political affiliation or ideology. Amen? Jesus wasn't concerned with none of that stuff. He was concerned with the real live love. Amen? This Jesus love means that we have to move out and do this in a compassionate, responsible, and righteous pursuit to make sure that that other person is taken care of. We say at Hosanna, ministry is just meeting people's needs with love. I see PBC doing it every single Saturday when people line up to come up here to get that. That's what love looks like. Y'all hear me? So now that we all understand this commandment that Christ has given, this is the commandment. Let's go back to the question. Who is everyone? In the context of what Jesus has commanded. Jesus wants us to recognize that everyone means everyone that we come in contact with.
Y'all hear me?
Come on, church. The people in your neighborhood, the people on your job, the people in the store, the people that are around wherever you go, the people that you meet when you're walking down the street.
Amen.
That is who the everyone is. This commandment hasn't been followed very well by Christians over the centuries. We got to tell the truth about it. Amen. Wars have been fought and countless lives have been lost because Christians didn't want to keep this commandment. It's so simple, but widely ignored and cast aside even to this day. It was important for Jesus to impart this command to them so that they would understand that this message of love needed to be passed on. If we don't live it out, if we don't do it, it's not going to be passed on. This message has power. The best way to share this love, listen, I'm telling you, Arma, when you said what you said this morning about the deeds instead of the word, I wanted to jump up because Arma and I didn't talk about this sermon, just so y'all know. Amen? The best way to share this love that Jesus is talking about here is in deeds, not in words. I'm going to say that again. The best way to share this love that Jesus is talking about here, this command, the best way to fulfill this command is in deeds, not in words. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Amen? Let me tell you something. If you meet somebody, if I'm hungry and I need something to eat, all right, I don't want to come up here on Saturday to get some bread. We ain't got no bread, but let's sit down and have a Bible study. Well, man, I'm hungry. My stomach is growling. I mean, I thought y'all were here to meet people's needs. This is what love looks like. Jesus didn't say that they would know us as his disciples because of how much knowledge of the scriptures that they possessed. Y'all hear me? Now, don't think that you need to have knowledge. We need to have knowledge of the scriptures so we know God. Amen? He is the word. Amen? But in a nutshell, he said that we need to be the living love letters that people can read. Actively demonstrate this to everyone. Actively demonstrate this love to whoever the everyone is. Amen? In order that they can differentiate the Jesus folks from everybody else. And by the drawing of the Holy Spirit, be compelled to ask you why you display this love. Listen, we got to trust the Holy Spirit. We try to orchestrate too much stuff. Let's just love folks. Just love them. It's not that hard. When you get into the mode, when you say, you know what, I'm gonna be intentional about keeping this commandment. When you do that, it becomes easier. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. It becomes your default. Amen? Our default is to put up our hand and say, oh, you don't look like me. Oh, you don't walk like me. Oh, you don't come from where I come from. Oh, No. I didn't hear Jesus say none of that. He told them boys a couple of times, love one another. Love one another. I saw this on Facebook, and I don't look at Facebook much, but it was my cousin, she put up this thing on Facebook, and it was a sign. She posted it. And it was a sign, it was just a sign on a window. And on the sign it said, it was written in regular old handwriting, I love you. You're probably thinking, you don't even know me. But if people can hate for no reason, I can love. Amen? So are we understanding who the everyone is? Everywhere you go, we got to show this love. It's not easy. Woo-wee. It's not, listen, the Lord be putting me in check all the time. All right? Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit because he doesn't want me to misrepresent him in the name of Jesus. All right, Steve, hit it. Second question, who are his disciples? He says in the word, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples. By what? By this commandment, if you keep it, if you love one another when they see you, if you love your neighbor when they see you, they will know that you are my disciples, the disciples of Jesus Christ. This question takes it off the page and puts it in your lap. Who are his disciples? Come on, y'all. Who are his disciples? We are. Amen. You and I and every other person who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is saying again that it is our responsibility as a Christian to love in a radical, intentional, and sincere way. A radical, intentional, and sincere way. Jesus was a radical, y'all. What he was doing, those religious leaders was like, you can't hang out with them people. What are you doing over there with her? She's a prostitute. That guy, Joel told us last week, that dude is a tax collector. What are you doing hanging out with him? Jesus wanted to paint a picture of what this love looked like, amen? For his disciples, you and I. He's saying that it's our responsibility to love in this way. When we purpose in our hearts to do this, and saints, this is a challenge to us today, not just you. This stuff is good from the pulpit to the door, you hear me? The Holy Spirit hit me all upside my head when I was preparing this message. When we purpose in our hearts to do this, we will see the ice break around people's hearts. You will. I mean, you got to trust God. You have to trust God. I don't care what they look like. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what they believe in. You got to trust the Holy Spirit and love them like Jesus. Amen? You got to love them like Christ would love them. Our churches need to go about the business of loving people to Christ. We love them like Jesus loves them, and then trust the Holy Spirit to do the drawing. This takes maturity. Us disciples, listen, disciples, I'm right here with you. We got to get past the human hurdles that we have all set up in our minds. The Lord held me to account yesterday. I was going into a grocery store, and I saw somebody that looked different. And automatically the hurdle went up, whoop, and the Holy Spirit said, take that hurdle down. I was like, Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Father God. That's how we have to be, like all the way down. It has to be granular. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I can't check you, but the Holy Spirit will. Amen. It was an old rap song used to say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And y'all ain't going to get that from Joel. Amen. That's my brother. Y'all know I love that boy. That's my brother right there. And I love you too, man. He said it last week. Me and him haven't always sat horses, but I'm going to tell you something. He's a man's man. That right there is a kingdom man. And y'all have a good pastor. And he loves this church. He loves his church. We got to mature and take some of these human hurdles that we have down. That's when you check yourself. Amen? Even when you look at somebody, we look at somebody and want to judge them right off the bat. Man, the Lord held me to account yesterday. They are excuses for not keeping this commandment of love when we do that, those hurdles, right? Those excuses. When you make up your mind, listen, when you make up your mind to love each other and in turn love your neighbor, this is when God's transforming power gets released. That's what's so important. This love, it breaks down barriers. This love breaks down walls these false walls that have been put up. When you make up your mind to love like this, it releases God's power into households, into relationships, into hearts, into situations. I'm telling you, you have to understand that Jesus is holding his disciples, you and me, to a higher standard of loving, not a higher standard of living. This is the United States of America. Folks are always striving for a higher standard of living. Well, church, we have to strive for a higher standard of loving. Amen? You don't need to go to no financial advisor to do that. Love your neighbor and love me, and I'll love you. Amen? We need each other. We do. He said himself that loving knows, listen, and when I'm talking about the higher standard of loving now, Jesus said that loving those that are your friends and family doesn't count for much. Amen? We like to skip over the part where he says we are to love our enemies. Well, yeah, that was real nice there, Jesus. Yeah, that was really nice. Me and one of my boys were talking the other day about how how hard it is to turn the other cheek. Man, that's hard stuff. But it's what he expects from his disciples. If you call yourself a disciple, if you walk around, puff your chest out, talking about, I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, and Jesus is on my side, and I'm holding on. Yeah, guess what? You better start loving somebody. I don't want to hear about all that. Those are words. How about your deeds? Amen? I ain't going to say amen too much. Somebody told me I said amen too much when I preached. Amen? All right, that's the last one. But listen, this is a commandment, y'all. This is a commandment. Jesus is saying in a nutshell, if we aren't intentionally loving people like this new commandment says, then we aren't presenting an authentic model of a disciple. You're not showing a real picture of what a disciple is supposed to look like. Now, who here intentionally wants to misrepresent Jesus? I'm going to assume nobody, because ain't nobody raised their hand. And even if they want to, they wouldn't do it anyway. So we decide, many times when we decide that we are not going to love this way, we are misrepresenting Christ. We're supposed to be, he said it this morning, we're ambassadors. We're ambassadors of Christ. We are the only, if they don't know anything about Jesus, if they don't really know, if all they know is the negative stuff that comes up about Christians in their mind, when they come in contact with you, that should change. You don't even have to tell them you're a Christian. Love them like Christ and trust the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, amen? The triune God. We got to understand the Holy Spirit is in control, man. And he is the one that draws people to the Lord. He draws them. And the only way he's going to draw them is through us. Y'all hear me? They're going to have to hear about this love like we did from Pastor Joe last week. He taught us about this love, this new commandment. It was powerful. Man, that thing was speaking to me all week long. I'm telling you, that was a powerful sermon, and it blessed me. What I don't want us to do, when we walk out of this place, listen, y'all understand what I'm saying. I always tell people, to whom much is given, much is required. You have been given much this morning from the word of God. You know what it means to love now. Amen? You know who the everyone is. You know who the disciples are. Now we got to put some shoe leather on that thing. Y'all know what I mean? Strap up that love on your feet and go out there and love people. And I'm not going to tell you how to love folks. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Everybody has a different mission. Everyone has a different message of love and a different way of conveying that love. You don't try to be like somebody else. Do it the way God made you to do it, and I'm telling you, you're going to see amazing things happen. You won't even believe how the Lord will work out. All right, Steve, hit it. So we've been talking about who is everyone. We learned that. We learned about who are the disciples. And now the last question here is for all of us. All of them for all of us anyway. Do we love one another? Now the scripture says, if I find it, there it is. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus said this. If you love one another. Now, this is after he done told them, boys, you got to love one another a couple of times, right? He says it again. This is the question that we have to be honest and answer. Do we love one another like we're supposed to? Sacrificially. Notice here that Jesus did not say when you love one another. You know why? Because the Lord looks at the hearts. And he sat around that room and he looked at the hearts of the disciples. He already told Peter, you're going to deny me three times. No, I won't, God. I won't do that, Jesus. You're not going to wash my feet. Peter didn't get it. He was full of faith. He went out, he walked on water right with Jesus. Amen? He was one of them guys that would just jump and go. But the Lord looked at everybody's heart in there. And he saw the potential for each one of them disciples to not love, because God gives us a choice. He's not going to put you in a spiritual headlock and make you love people, but that Holy Spirit would be like, Chuck, right? That right there, Chuck, that's not love. Really? Now, you're either going to be obedient or you're not. Jesus said this, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He said, if you love one another. It isn't my job to sit back and watch to see if you are keeping this commandment. It is my job to make sure that I, like my admin, Michelle always said, worry about yourself. Amen. It's an old song, an old gospel song that says, sweep around your own backyard before you try to sweep around mine. Amen. All right, this is what I'm saying. We got to check ourselves, right? We have to be obedient to the Thank you, Lord. We have to be obedient to the Spirit. It's my job to make sure that I am modeling this, to make sure that I love people sacrificially. Amen? This means sacrificing my time, my treasure, and my talents to intentionally love people in the way that we said. What did I say? I said, biblical love is the decision to compassionately, responsibly, and righteously pursue the well-being of another human. This love is a decision to seek another's well-being, regardless of your feelings or situation. I don't know about you, but checking myself on this love thing is a full-time job. All right? And if you make up your mind that you're going to love like Jesus commanded us to love, you're going to find out. If you yield to the Holy Spirit and listen, just if you listen, the Holy Spirit comes for many reasons, but one of the main reasons is to convict us as his disciples. We're walking with him. But I'm telling you, as sinful humans, we need the Holy Spirit. And thank God for that grace. Thank you for that prayer this morning, Joel. Thank God for his grace. Because if it wasn't for his grace, we would be in a terrible situation. Listen, checking ourselves is our greatest responsibility as his followers. Listening to the Holy Spirit and obeying that new command that Pastor Joel taught us about is our greatest responsibility. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I always say, we don't get to choose who our neighbor is. Take politics out of it. Take excuses out of it. Take ideologies out of it. These all stem from man-made opinions. Excuses, politics, and ideologies are man-made opinions. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what the commandment is. I'm interested in what the word of God says. Amen? We gotta love, regardless. I love that commercial, and it makes me uncomfortable. He gets us commercials that come on about Christ, and it shows all these different people from different walks of life serving. Got a priest down there washing the feet of somebody who don't look like, you know, the priest would want to be near them. Who is our neighbor? That thing convicts me every single time, because our love, the love that Christ is calling us to, doesn't look like what we think it is. Amen? We like sitting in our little church bubbles every Sunday. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, yeah, God is good, and we're so holy. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Oh, yeah, I love you, too. We got to go out there. We got to take the love. And listen, at the end of last week's service, it was so much joy in this place. Man, Hosanna was standing out front of this church like it was ours. We ain't want to leave. Amen? This is the deal. We feel that love and joy every single Sunday. And I'm telling you, it's our responsibility to take it out there to the people that don't look like us, the people that don't walk like us. They might not even worship the same God, but you better love them like Christ and then trust the Holy Spirit to reel them in. Amen? He said he need us to be fishers of men. He need us to catch the fish. He don't need us to clean them. We need somebody to clean us every day. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Listen, church, listen. We buy into all of this foolishness, all these opinions, and it causes us to push Jesus and his simple and profound command aside. This love, this command to just love. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about who they serve. Don't worry about who they vote for. Don't worry about any of that. We're talking about human beings. Amen? We have so much more in common than we have in differences. You know, church, the world is watching us. Everyone is watching us. If they weren't, Jesus would not have given this command. It's a new command. Joel taught us last week, this is a new command. He said, how many commandments are there? And I was like, well, technically 10, but really, there's a whole lot more. And then he went in and told us it was 600 and something things in the Levitical law, right? You know, I mean, there's a lot of things but Jesus said, whatever the law and the prophets said, everything that they said, hang on these two hooks, love God and love your neighbor. He simplified it for us. Why? Because this message is for the whole world. It's not just for the nation of Israel. It's not just for the so-called chosen people. Amen? This is for the world. And in order for us to take this message of love to the world, it can't be all convoluted and deep. It has to be simple for us so we can pass it on. That's how the church spread, because those guys that were spreading that gospel, they kept it simple. Amen? They kept it simple. And that way it could go from one person, that love, that message of love. That's what the gospel is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That message was spread because it was simple. Amen? It's simple. Each individual who's a disciple of Christ is responsible for keeping this command of love. Loving your enemies isn't easy. Turning the other cheek isn't natural for us as human beings. However, as his disciples, I want y'all to catch this before I'm done. As his disciples, each individual has a personal responsibility. Me and you have a personal responsibility to love the way that Jesus commands. This is what will draw the everyone that Christ is talking about here to ask you, what makes you love like this? When you trust God and just move out and love, just move out and love. Don't look at the outside. Break those hurdles down that are inside. I had to do it yesterday. And that person, I never said a word to that person. That person doesn't know me. I don't know where that person is right now. But I know one thing, the Holy Spirit checked me. And it made me, even though I never said a word to that person, I was able to break down the hurdle that was in my schema, my way of looking at the world. I broke that hurdle down. I smashed my own grid, and I was able in my heart to love that person as a human being. Amen? Church, that's what I'm asking for y'all. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. As members of this community, there's so many people out there that need this love. I told Joel a long time ago when I was working over there at that high school, and I'm about to finish. Y'all like, oh man, how long is this guy gonna talk? No, I was across there one day, and we had the school had a bunch of events that day. I can't remember everything, but this was before they built the new school. Both parking lots were filled over there. And all of the parking lots were filled over here. And I was standing out front, supposed to be doing my little security job. And I looked, and the Lord said, man, it can look like this every Sunday if you do what you're supposed to do. If y'all, as my children, do what you're supposed to do. These parking lots can be filled, not for some sporting event or for a play at the high school, but for me. I was like, wow. He said, there's enough people. The Lord spoke to me. He said, there's enough people in this area that don't even know what they're missing out on that could fill up every single church to overflowing. And that's what we need to be living in, the overflow. Amen? Church, if you want to see that, if you want to see God move in miraculous ways in our community, in our lives, in our relationships, in our hearts, in our minds, we got to love like Jesus said love. Amen? Love one another. Put your hands together for the Lord. That's because you don't have to hear no more amens. And I'm done. But before I go, I would like to ask for all heads to be bowed and eyes to be